Hey everybody, this is John Maroon, President of Maroon PR. Thank you for once again tuning into Spin is a Four-Letter Word, the Maroon PR podcast. This year, we are calling our podcast The Brew, because you'll be hearing from all of our teammates about how they do their jobs, how they brew success for our clients. So hopefully you'll get some great takeaways that you can apply to your business. We appreciate you listening. And please give us a follow at Maroon PR and let us know what you think, if there's any topics that you want to hear about. Thanks, and here's The Brew.
Welcome back to a brand new episode of The Brew. I'm your host, Rocco DeSangro, and joining me on this great episode here at the Maroon PR offices is our founder and president, John Maroon, and our vice president of communications. Pretty sure I got your title right. Right, Matt Williams?
Close.
There we go.
Yeah,
and we're all, you can't see it, but we're all in our Maroon PR, these great polos. So going to be a good episode. We got a lot in store on this one. And the topic of this episode today, it's how to stay creative for our clients, especially those that you work with on a longer term basis, because shorter term clients bring these fresh ideas to the table, but specifically those longer term clients and how you bring those fresh new ideas to the table. So guys, let's jump into that. And John, right off bat, I know you have something brewing right now, no pun intended, but how do you continue to bring these fresh ideas to the table with these clients we've been working with for a long time?
Well, thanks, Rocco. I think, look, the first thing is you have to be aware that it could be a problem, right? I think just being aware of it, if you're out there and you work at an agency, or you're an agency owner or account director, you just got to keep in mind, I don't want to get stale. I don't wait for the client to tell me what to do. I don't repeat everything come every June, July, August, right? And especially, we were talking about it earlier, especially it's if you have these longer term clients, what a blessing to have them, right? But they lean on you to bring them fresh ideas. And if you're not careful, so a few examples in our cases, the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation have been with us since we were formed in 2006. Walmart's been with us nearly 10 years. Maryland Food Bank's been with us 8 or so years. So Classic Five Golf for over a dozen years. So we've been blessed to have these long-term clients. So if you're not careful, you can fall into this trap. Okay, this time this year we do this. This time this year we do this. They have this event, we plug this in, and you repeat it. The danger of that, obviously, is that one day they might wake up and go, what are these guys doing? Like, we're not getting any more creative ideas. So if you stay aware of it, I think that's half the battle. Then I think you really got to just plan internally, not even with the client, the end of the year, get together, review your successes, talk about what you can do different. What are the new trends? What are other people in their industry doing? So, you know, good examples with the Maryland Food Bank. There's a big food bank in Texas that does some really good stuff. So we look at them. What are they up to? And so we can, you know, quite frankly, take some good ideas and implement them here in Maryland. So I think it's just being aware and really carving out some time for you as an agency to look ahead before you even broach the subject with the client.
I think a lot of times too, a lot of our clients have very successful long-term histories with certain events, right? And like you said, John, you can easily fall into a rut of doing the same event over and over again. But I think one thing that we can often do is put a new spin on each one of those events. I mean, they're not going to get rid of an event just because it's been around a long time. If it continues to work, it's going to be great. But we've got to find new creative ways to attack that particular event, open up new avenues, use things like influencers and use things like, you know, some more creative, perhaps paid opportunities in addition to the long-term earned stuff that we do, you know, maybe open it up to some different outlets that we haven't been with before, or perhaps cover the story. And, you know, the media landscape changes all the time. There are new publications out there, smaller publications, some of that are hyper-local, and sometimes that's just as valuable that maybe we haven't broached before. So I think it's important to not only get creative with brand new ideas for the clients, but also take the ones that have continued to work and put a new spin on them.
One of our taglines, guys, is we drive growth through relationships. And we've been doing it for a long time, John, since you really started this agency 19 years ago. How do you continue to do that and bring that to the table when it comes to something like this?
Yeah, it's a good point, Rocco. I think part of the way to stay creative with your clients is also think about other people you can bring to the table for them, other introductions that you can make. So one example that comes to mind that happened recently was Walmart. They had a store that they wanted to get some attention for down on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. One of our clients that we do a lot of project work, about to enter to another one shortly, is the Boys and Girls Clubs of Maryland. And they had a club down there. So we said, okay, what can we do? It was around the Easter time, and we created this Easter egg hunt for the kids of the Boys and Girls Club. Walmart brought their people out, a truck out. out. Boys and Girls Club kids were thrilled. We got a couple of TV stations out there, one of the local papers. We got some nice social content filmed and shared. So the point of the whole thing was, okay, we got Walmart. They're our client. They need something to be creative. We're going to an area that really isn't a hotbed in terms of large media outlets, right? There's not a ton of media outlets down there, but there are several, and they're pretty impactful because there are only a couple of them down there. But how do we make this interesting? It's just a store. Okay, we got these kids. They're looking for things to do to excite them and make them. Let's bring them together. It's things like that all the time that you're thinking about out loud. Again, Walmart and the food bank recently, we brought them together. We knew that through Feeding America, the Maryland Food Bank was getting a significant donation from Walmart. Well, fortunately, we know Walmart, but instead of just pushing out a press release or giving it to a reporter and hoping someone picks it up, that to me is lazy. Let's get creative. What do we do? Okay, well, we talked to the two parties. We brought something down into the food bank and we got all sorts of media there and, you know, people coming through. And we didn't just do it like, hey, we're having a press conference, which is Danger Will Robinson. We said, we're going to set up for 4 hours and where you come at your leisure and we're going to have someone from Walmart there and the food bank there. We're going to give you a tour. We're going to show you what we're doing. So that's another thing, right? Like, because we all know that newsrooms are shrinking, how can we make it easier for newsrooms as well to tell the story? Well, let's just give them a whole window. Let's make it really easy for them. Or when you can, bring the story to them. Go to the stations, go to the editorial boardroom. So going back to the original point, I just think really examining other things you can do, unique partnerships, whether they're a client or a friend or my cousin sits on the board, whatever it might be, like try to bring them together.
Yeah, I think when you're touching on Walmart, and I think, you know, they're clearly gigantic. Any PR folks out there that are working with very large companies, sometimes it's really easy to fall into that order taker thing, John, where you're waiting for them to come to you and say, okay, here's what we need help with. No, you know, we've got to get creative. And that's why they've hired us as the experts, right? They need help bringing attention to things. And we have to get creative to find ways to do that. Your example is a great one. We created an event at the Maryland Food Bank. There wasn't an event there for either party. We put them both together and ended up benefiting both the food bank and both Walmart. And it ended up being a win-win. And that was something made out of nothing.
Well, look, we call ourselves creative communication, so we better damn well be creative. And I will say, any of you PR pros out there that might be listening, is there any better feeling in the world when a client says to you, wow, that was so cool. What a great idea. We did this recently with another client of ours, Alliance Material Handling. They service and with forklifts and they do racking for warehouses and they're a very unique company, very successful company over in Jessup, Maryland. And they're looking for things to do to engage their employees, right? And so, you know, Rocco, you work with them and we knew you noticed something. Rocco was in the owner's office one day and he saw Al Bunbury, the old Oriole. He had an Al Bunbury signed baseball. Rocco came back. He's like, okay, how do we reach out? Al Bunbury. I'm like, well, I know Al Bunbury from my days in the Orioles. And one thing led to another. We created a whole watch party for the Orioles game that day, right? We had Al there, made the owner all happy. We had Ryan Ripken, who's the son of Cal Ripken, who's a popular podcast there. And again, it goes back to bringing these ideas to the table, not just, okay, you're doing what with your employees? Okay, we'll try to shoot some content. We'll try to make it fun. Sometimes if you have to do that, right? It's just not, everything can't just be this super creative thing, but you want your clients to know you're bringing these ideas to the table.
John, and how you can do that, like you guys are so good at it from a leadership standpoint, is being proactive. But what is, when you're looking at the clients that you have, especially from a long-term perspective for both of you guys, when is like the right time to bring something like this to the table? And how do you, from a leadership standpoint, like notice, okay, this is the time to do this. Like, this is what we should really hit on right now.
Yeah, good question, Rocco. I'll start, Maddie, but I think you got to look at like, there are certain times that certain clients have that is their crazy time of the year, right? So for the food bank, going back to them, it's, they have this giant event every year in the fall called Pack to Give Back. That's not a time, a week before Pack to Give Back, it's not a time to say, hey, I got this idea, drop everything, right? So you got to look at that, look at their calendar and whatnot. But I think it's bigger than that. I think it's setting a mindset in our four walls that we are not in a box. We don't just do this. And even if a client says, just do this, it doesn't mean we have to view them through that lens, right? So Ripken Foundation, we just do media relations. We have nothing to do with their social media. Okay. But what can we do? We can help introduce them to some new potential partners. We could set up some meetings there. We can look at their social and say, hey, you might want to try this. This might be a good approach. You can say, we're not going to have a ton of media because we're in a really small market. Let's get a videographer there and create a content piece for you. So I think it's if you can create a mindset and a willingness among the whole team at Maroon that we're going to always look at we're never going to be myopic. We're going to always look at clients in a very broad sense, regardless of what we do, then bring them ideas. I've never heard a client say, stop bringing me ideas, you know? So do it. It's first of all, it's fun. It keeps it fun for you, makes you invaluable. And you never know what doors that are going to open it to, as well.
From a purely tactical standpoint too. Look, I think you should, everybody, when you're working with a client, you should have some ideas percolating in the bullpen, you know, ready to go. You know, maybe they're not fully formed yet, but have some stuff that you've been thinking about that you say, this would be great for this client X to do, right? And as you said, John, you know, pick your spots. You don't want to do it at the busiest time of the year, but find times, especially when things start ebbing, I guess, if you would say, and that's when you throw out a couple of these ideas where things are a little bit slow. One thing that I think too is really important when you're at an agency, you've got multiple clients, the exchange of ideas that work internally amongst our agency that may work externally with various different clients. It's not going to be the same event. It's not going to be the same initiative, but the idea may be the same. And, you know, we know it worked for the Law Enforcement Officers Memorial. It may really work for the Marine Corps Scholarship Foundation. You know, those kinds of things are opportunities that we should take advantage of. If they worked in one area, they may work in another.
No, it's great. And one other thing I'll say too, and this is a little away from off the topic, but it just reminded me because of some successes we had. I think it's really critical because newsrooms are slammed. They're a little bit smaller, doing a lot more than they used to do. They're being asked to do a lot more than they used to do. Two things to keep in mind from an earned media standpoint is sometimes when you can, bring the show to them. Go visit the studios. Take a client around, visit the studios. TV stations and radio stations, even newspapers, are very grateful when you go to them and bring them a story. It makes it easy. It gives you some real quality time. Goes the extra mile, you know? And the other thing, get to know the media people, right? I mean, really, you don't need to be their BFFs, but understand what drives a boat. Look at their social media. Okay, we find that reporter at Channel 2 really is into reading. Okay, maybe she'll help the Howard County Library System. So it's just getting to know them. Yeah, have a cup of coffee with them, get to know them a little bit, but also look at them, their profiles on social, see what they like. You never know when something that your client is, maybe somebody's from a military family and all of a sudden they want to support Marine Corps Scholarship Foundation through with a story. So really go the extra mile. What I would say, good advice for any PR pros and especially the agency folks with longer term clients, list out your clients that have been with you, say, 3+ years. Take some time, maybe in Q4, and sit down as a team and just brainstorm. Okay, what have we done really well for those guys? And what can we do more of? What haven't we thought through? Brainstorm. Have fun with it. Go crazy. Bring those ideas when the time is right. Maybe implement them in your Q1 2026 plan, or just have a brainstorm with your client or a beer with them and talk about plans for next year and float a few ideas. See what makes their eyes open up a little wide. So force yourself to do it. Carve off half a day and really sit down and do it. It's going to bear fruit invariably, whether they bite on it or not, whether the ideas bite or not. What it shows is a willingness to stretch yourself.
Guys, before we wrap up, one of the final things I wanted to ask you is, we talked about staying on top of the industry trends and just keeping up to date with everything. For you guys, where are, you don't want to give away all your secrets, but like, where are the best places to look? And where's maybe the most obscure place that you've found something, or maybe you weren't looking and something popped up and you're like, I need to bring this to the client. Like, I need to put this in front of them. They need to see this.
I would say, you know, the obvious choice is to go to a lot of the PR industry publications, et cetera, and look through what's worked in different places. But I think perhaps a more difficult way to find it, but if you analyze it, it works, is watch what happens in news. Think about what got the story on the air, knowing that a particular PR person probably worked hard to come up with some little event or some initiative or some story angle that really worked. If you watch that or you read it in print, then you realize, you know, that might work for my client. And it's something that you may not have thought about, but use that as a way to spur a new idea.
Yeah, the other thing I would say is there's some things that you're going to know intuitively just by life, right? So you're going to know influencers are all of a sudden carrying some weight in this world in which we live. You're going to know that AI is making gains right and left in our universe. That's one thing to know it. Now, how do we practically implement that? How practically bring this into our business? And, you know, I think Amanda Sarver, VP of Social and Digital, has done a remarkable job of, one, educating us on how to use AI a little more effectively and, you know, the do's and don'ts of it. And we will continue continue in that space, but she's also developed a network of influencers. And so we have a whole host of people that when we reach out to them, they respond and they know we're going to bring them value. And we know which ones will do some things they enjoy that maybe they don't charge for, they don't charge as much for, and others that we're going to want to be paid and compensated fairly. And we build them into our plans. So I think it's a lot of that. And then one story I do like to tell, Matt reminded me of it when he mentioned PR trades. PR Week is kind of like our little Bible. It's the best PR trade out there. And I remember years and years ago when we first brought in our first version of MSN and Castellaya, our first videographer and editor, it had to be 10, 12 years ago at least. And it was the first time and it was a big leap. And what happened was we were getting calls from clients saying, do you have a videographer that we can hire? Do you have a videographer we can hire? I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Right? So why don't we bring in a videographer? Back then, it's pretty standard fare. Now, back then, that was not a thing. PR firms did not do that. But I'm like, let's do it. I remember about 2 weeks after we did it, I read in PR Week that Ketchum, one of the world's largest PR firms, was breaking ground because they were bringing videography in-house. I said, well, shit, we might be onto something. And so it took off from there. But the point is, it was a trend that was exposed. That one, I was proud that we were a little ahead of the curve, and nothing's changed since. We continue to grow in that space thanks to Emma's mad skills. But definitely do the trade thing. And then really, as you know, these trends are emerging, start thinking practically how you can use them for your clients and really get up to speed and use them practically, because I think it's very easy to know that they're there and it's coming. Okay, well, what do we do with it?
Absolutely. No, guys, I really appreciate you both joining me today. I think this was a fantastic episode. I learned a lot myself from two both. It was great. Continue to try to stay creative for your clients if you're a PR pro out there listening to this. So that'll wrap it up for this new episode of The Brew. We'll see you next time.
Hey, it's John Maroon again. Thank you for listening to Spin is a Four-Letter Word. And just a reminder, if you can, follow us on all the major social media platforms at Maroon PR. If you have an idea or suggestion, let us know what you think, and we'll see you soon.